friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey, friends. Welcome to episode 32 of Friends with a Twist, also known as FWAT.
What?
What did you say? You are here with us, the fun, friendly, flirty Kenzie.
And Madison.
Woo-woo.
Hey.
This is going to be a party. I hope you are buckled in and ready to go because we are not fucking around. This is serious shit. We are post-Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We are here to entertain.
Yes.
Share our stories and just have some fun.
Hopefully get some laughs out of it.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah. Okay. So with that said, thank you for joining us. You all know if you've listened before that we love hearing from you. So please feel free to reach out and connect on social media. We are on Twitter and Instagram, FWAT_podcast. You can email us, friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. You can find helpful, fun, super great information on our website, friendswithatwist.com. And if you are so inclined to support this little production of ours, woo-hoo, we have a presence on buymeacoffee.com.
Yes.
/FWAT podcast.
Yes.
And although the name would indicate that you are buying us a coffee, the proceeds, the donations, the very generous gifts that we receive there are all used, like, help us produce the podcast. We might use some of it to buy our Fireball.
Maybe.
But, like, it's we're using the money for the podcast. Like, we are not going out on, like, beach vacations with that money. So, thank you.
We love you. We appreciate all the support. And besides that, if you do not want to donate on buymeacoffee.com, which we highly recommend, you can also support us by liking the podcast, yes, giving us a rating or a review wherever you listen to podcasts.
We much would gladly, it.
Very much appreciate that.
Yeah.
So thank you. So this episode is going to be fun, going to be interesting, talking about something we know very deep and dear to our heart. So just to give you a little recap before we get going, this episode, Chick Chat, will cover what we've been up to recently, plus some advice for communicating with others.
Mm.
I've had some not so good experiences lately, so we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Life in the lifestyle, we'll focus on friendships in the lifestyle, which I think we know quite a bit about, mm-hmm, considering we're friends with a twist. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what we have to share about that. Our going deep segment will be a sexy story from the lovely Kenzie. I cannot wait to hear that. And lastly, we're going to wrap it up with a surprise question from Gary.
Oh, always a good time.
Oh, yes.
All right. So we will take our signature Fireball shot, whom we are not sponsored by. But if anyone from Fireball is listening, shout us out.
We're your people.
Send me a DM. We are your people.
Cheers. And we're taking these in nice, cheers, glass pineapple shot glasses.
Upside down pineapples.
Upside down.
Because why not?
Yeah.
That came from the fire keg.
Is it dead? Fuck.
Which we are still working our way through from this summer.
That's still the only one from the summer?
Yeah.
Jesus, those are legit.
It, there's last, like, three taps on that bitch. Damn. I don't know. There's a fucking lot in there.
Oh, so okay. I feel like I haven't seen you in a while. Honestly, I've missed you. I don't know what you've been doing. It's been too long.
Who are you? What's happening?
Who are these people in your house?
No, I know. It's funny how life gets in the way.
Yeah.
Okay. So one fun thing pertinent to the whole FWAT group is that we were nominated for and then awarded, which is amazing, the ASN 2022 award for Best Entertainment Podcast.
What the fuck?
What? I don't know. So thank you everyone who for the nomination, for the votes, for, yeah, like hanging in there. I know we had made like a few posts about it. We really do appreciate it. You know, it's just nice to be acknowledged.
Recognized for, yeah, whatever. We had some friends that we developed that we met at the Paradise Club in PA. And I think they actually nominated us maybe initially. I don't know. Or they saw us on there. But they've been like publicizing us and voting for us. So I have to give them big props too.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I don't know if we would have made it this far without them. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So that was like one sort of common FWAT thing. But what's new with Madison and Barry?
So let's see. We recently were up in the Finger Lakes in New York State for a little weekend getaway, drink some wine, have some just sexy fun alone. We were all four of us supposed to go together.
Yeah.
You guys were unable to go, which is totally fine. Yeah. But Barry and I, we made the most of it.
Good.
I was happy to just honestly have a time away with him that we could focus on each other.
Sure. That's helpful too.
Yes. Very important to do when you're in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But we also made time to meet a new couple from the lifestyle who also listened to the podcast up there.
Yay.
So we had the first night there to ourselves, sexy fun, drinking wine all day, obviously, like bar hopping, well, winery hopping rather. But we connected with a couple who heard we were going there. They were emailing us and messaging us, and we met them on Saturday at one of the fun wineries with so many things to do while you're there. I suggested it. And this couple, they want to go by Ross and Rachel. Those are their stage names.
Fun. All right. I like it.
So this couple is actually fairly new to the lifestyle from what I gathered.
Okay.
Let me just describe them right off the bat because they deserve the credit for this because they are awesome. So she was this beautiful, fun, shorter than me. Like, I don't know. She just had these captivating blue eyes.
Ooh.
She had this cute, fun, like innocent personality.
Yeah.
Very attractive lady. Like we were like bundled up in coats all day because it was kind of chilly. So I didn't get to like see all her curves and whatnot.
Sure.
But from what I could tell, like fit perfect, shorter than me, like looked beautiful.
Yeah.
And like I said, just her personality was so easy to get along with.
Oh.
So that just made her beautiful, like right off the bat.
Oh, of course.
And he superly like complimented her. So he was this attractive, he had this attractive personality. Is that weird to say?
No, I get it.
Like, he was just a really good people person, very outgoing. And I was just drawn to his outgoing personality.
Yeah,
so easy
I was
attracted to his personality. Like, not saying he like looked horrible, he did not. But like, I don't know, just his personality kind of won me over.
Yeah.
And I think honestly, it could win anybody over. So they were so easy to hang out with that day. So we met them there. We were texting, emailing ahead of time. We, at the place that we were at, there were multiple different stops we could do. We had a lot of wine. She wasn't a big drinker. We had her taste test a few things. All right. Very much respected that. But like, I was like, these are so good. Just taste a little bit. And we had a few samples. It was fun. We went to a few other places. And once we got to dinner, they had gifted us a box of a bag of Fireball, a little bottle, and some shooters, which, yes, I promise I'll share with you guys. But I thought that was so sweet. Like, they obviously listen to the podcast, know that we like Fireball.
Aww.
So we very, very much appreciate that.
Thank you.
Also gifted us some wine from one of the wineries we stopped at. Like, he ordered ahead. Oh, my God. Like, 8 freaking, like, bags of wine. Gifted us some, which I'm sharing with you guys as well.
Oh,
we're going to warm it up. It'll be amazing. But just the most generous people.
Nice. Yeah.
They were local to that, kind of local to that area. So they knew it very well.
Yeah.
They were just so much fun.
Aww.
And in general, like so over dinner, after we had wine all day, we had dinner. And she, I guess, had a lot of questions about the lifestyle.
Oh, okay.
So he kept like pushing her to ask her questions. She's right here. So she was asking for advice, like general lifestyle questions. And I tried my best to answer. It was very simple questions, nothing like super, super in depth.
Yeah.
But like how to avoid getting jealous with your partner with certain people. And I'm like, oh, the maybe never goes away. You just kind of work with it.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
We made it pretty clear right off the bat, before even meeting them, that it was just going to be a vanilla day.
Yeah.
So there was no play after meeting them on Saturday, which was fine. I think that just took all the pressure off.
Yeah,
like
definitely.
We just had fun drinking and eating together all day. There are definitely people that we would meet again in the future. Honestly, I don't think either of us would be opposed to possibly playing with them in the future. But regardless, just having friends up there to hang out with again, I so much love.
Yeah.
And that perfectly goes along with our topic for life and lifestyle today, which is friends and the lifestyle. But that's just a good example of the other side of being a part of this community. People don't realize it's not always just sex. It's meeting people that you can be friends with, that you're open with and can talk about anything with over a dinner that is huge ass plate of meat and brisket and whatnot, and you're just talking about sex, and it's just totally fine.
Yeah.
So that was a freaking blast. And after we had dinner, we walked out to our car. I had little shooters chilled all day of Fireball. Yeah. So we were standing in the middle of the fucking street taking shots of Fireball.
Why not? Why not?
Right next to our car. It was freaking amazing. They were a blast. Ross and Rachel, you know who you are. You're so much fun. And I hope that you get to meet all four of us in the future.
Yes. Yeah, we were bummed we couldn't make it. We kind of had like a family obligation. So we weren't able to get away for the weekend. But I'm so glad that you guys were able to connect. And yeah, it sounds like you had a great time. So that's awesome.
Honestly, that's 50% of what I love about doing the podcast is getting to meet people and make new friends. So I'm very thankful we got to hang out with them.
Yeah.
Oh, and besides that amazing thing that's new with us, the complete opposite is the fact that I've been freaking sick of the shit on social media and the lifestyle websites, the messages we've been getting. Yeah. It always comes in waves, but lately I'm sick of the fucking short things from single guys mainly. Mm-hmm. I posted one on our Instagram story. I don't think I shared it on Twitter, but our Instagram story, it was a screenshot of a message Barry and I received from a single guy after we posted a hot date.
Ah.
All that he said was, "Do you want to fuck?" F-U-K. Mm-hmm, fuck. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. That's it.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi. I'm so-and-so. I've been a part of this for a while. Blah, blah, blah. Nope. Just, do you want to fuck? Well, yeah, ultimately, that's the fucking goal. But like, I don't know you. I don't know anything about you. That doesn't turn me on.
And I don't think fuck was even spelled correctly.
No, it was F-U-K.
Yeah, so.
It's F-U-C-K.
So, yeah, you're already losing points when spelling and grammar are not
grammar is a big thing to me. But I don't know. I feel like we need to remind people like best practices for how to get a response from us. Mm-hmm. Maybe how not to. Mm-hmm. That's how not to.
Right.
I'm sick of the short, hello, hi. Do you want to fuck? How are you? I don't know. Or like, I have a whatever inch cock and it's thick and I know how to use it. Great. But like, I'd like to know your personality too. I don't want to date you, but I don't. Yeah, I basically just want to use you for sex. But that's like, I don't want the conversation to just be like that. I need more substance before I fuck somebody.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair.
At least 99% of the time.
Sure. I don't think that's asking too much.
I don't know. I feel like ladies in general enjoy intelligent conversations. I feel like that makes you more attracted to your partner.
Yeah.
At least me personally. It doesn't need to be super in depth. You don't need to talk about, I don't know, the beginning of the universe and planets and astronomy, but I love that shit. But like a little bit about where you're from or how long you've been doing this, or you've like done things with couples, you love this part about it or that part about it. Give me something.
Some sort of context is super helpful. Yes.
We've been ignoring so many messages. Yeah. Sorry. I don't even put a response because I'm just sick of it. Like I feel like it's obvious. If you're just going to say, hello, hello, hello. Do you want to fuck? Do you want to fuck? Do you want to fuck? And you're not getting a response. You should get the fucking hint.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. I guess I need to say that maybe. Maybe they're just... I don't understand.
No, me either. And what I can't really get my head around is like, show me the evidence where that has worked for you in the past. Right.
Well, like maybe 0.5% of the time.
Like I am a huge fan of classical conditioning. And like, if that's what you're doing every single time and no one is responding to you,
why do it?
Why are you still doing the same thing every time, idiot?
Please, couples, even singles, anybody listening, you don't need to write a novel.
No,
I also
don't
to read novels, but like I need some sort of substance in a message.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think anyone here is asking for anything extraordinary.
No.
But like, fine. So like, you saw a post of ours that you liked, like say something related to that. Or if you're looking at a profile on SLS, it doesn't have to be us, but just, oh my gosh, I really love this photo. How creative, how original. You look great. Would love to chat if you're interested. Like, I don't know, whatever. Anything besides, hey, hi, wanna fuck.
Yeah.
Just a little public service announcement.
Yeah.
I mean, take it or leave it, but I'm saying it's stupid.
Yeah. It comes in waves, but it's been a lot recently. So that's why I wanted to put that out there.
Fair.
So enough of that shit. What the heck is new with you and Gary?
Oh, God. One of the weekends since we last recorded, we also ventured out to a local meet and greet. And those are always interesting because essentially, at least the premise of this one, it was on SLS, the idea was to bring lifestyle people together on a Thursday evening to a vanilla setting. Mm-hmm. So like this isn't we're like going to go fuck people on site kind of thing. Like,
no.
It's just a vanilla like bar sort of situation, but just kind of opening it up like, okay, come meet new people. Mm-hmm. So Gary and I went because it wasn't really that far from home. So like not like a huge commitment or anything. We had a fine time. We chatted with a couple people, but in general, it maybe just wasn't like our type of crowd. Mm-hmm. So we hung out for a little bit and then kind of made a sly exit.
An Irish exit. You just left.
Yeah, we just no goodbye. Fucking peep. We just disappeared like a Houdini. Well, no, I mean, like, we didn't want to, like, make a big thing of it. Like, okay, we're leaving now. Bye.
Well, you didn't have, like, deep connections. No. So who cares? Yeah.
No. So we kind of snuck out. So we left there. We went and had a drink on our own. And we were just kind of, like
debriefed.
What? Yeah. Like, what happened? Like, is it us? Is it the crowd? Is it, like, what? Like, something just didn't quite mesh well.
It's because we weren't there.
Well, probably.
We didn't make it.
I know. We tried.
Just kidding.
No, but and like so it happens. But the reason that I kind of bring that up is just to say to potential like maybe newbies to the lifestyle, it is difficult. I will not ignore that fact. For example, if that had been my first foray into the lifestyle, I could have very easily been like, "The fuck?
No, thank
you." And like never wanted to go back again. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm just saying as a disclaimer to the lifestyle community, I feel like if you're interested in getting into this environment, you need to give it some time. You need to give it an event or two.
Or three.
Or you know what I mean? Like you have to give it a minute because it does take some time to kind of find your people.
Definitely.
So that's the point I wanted to make with that. Like it wasn't like, oh, feel sorry for Kenzie because they didn't have a great time. Like, it's not that, but just
I
like,
don't.
Good. You shouldn't. That was the point. But yeah, so you sometimes you just need to give it a minute if you're new to this. Anyway.
It's true.
So the one other thing that Gary and I did is we got out to PGC one night. It was actually while you and Barry were in the Finger Lakes. We weren't able to make it away for the weekend, but we could get out for the night. So we went down for, it was like, the theme was like, buy girls or whatever. I threw an Instagram story out that night because we were, we saw some people that we knew there. Good crowd, good music that night. I finally figured out the dance that you and I have been struggling with. So now bitch. I can teach you.
All right,
and fine. We can rock it out of the park next time. So good. That was really fun. It was good to see our friends who were there that night. We don't have pseudonyms for them, but if you're listening, you know who you are. It was great to see you. We're glad that you came down for that. It was their first time at PGC, so we were able to like kind of show them the ropes for what the fuck we know.
I love doing that.
You know, I mean,
like doing that for new people.
I don't want to claim to be like the expert, but we could at least kind of just point some shit out and kind of let them know what to expect. So that was fun. Okay, that's it. I think that kind of sums up what has been new with us.
Yeah, sounds good. So we're going to take a quick break. You're going to hear a message from one of our sponsors and we'll be back for Life and the Lifestyle.
Friends, we are so excited to announce a new partnership with Promescent. You may have heard Madison and I talk about using their products in previous episodes, so we're thrilled to be working together now. Promescent has everything you need to be better in bed. They have a wide variety of products, delay spray and delay wipes, lubes, toys, condoms, massage oils, and one of my favorites, the before and after wipes.
From our opinion, they are a one-stop shop for all of your sexual needs. You can check out what they have to offer at promescent.com. That's promescent.com. You'll get free shipping on any orders over $10. And don't worry, all of your orders will arrive in discreet packaging, so the mailman will never know what's inside. All right, we're back for Life and the Lifestyle. Woo! As I said earlier, this episode, we're going to focus on making and maintaining friendships in the lifestyle, such as us,
ta-da,
which we have experience with. So like how to do it, short-term, long-term friendships, also how to handle maybe ending a friendship in the lifestyle. That can be a little tricky. So lots of advice, lots of friendship lifestyle advice coming your way.
Okay. So I think I will start at the beginning. How to make friends. Be friendly. How about that?
What?
I'll speak for myself. I feel like I have harped on this fact before, and I do appreciate that this can be one of those easier said than done things, but if you're going to events, you have to fucking talk to people. You have to just suck up the uncomfort for a minute and go fucking talk to people. And actually, I think we kind of touched on this in a previous episode talking about the Halloween party at PGC. We went up to a couple of different couples and kind of just said, hi, you look fun. Like, we're here with this group. Like, feel free to come over and talk. Like, whatever. There was a little more conversation than that. But anyway, just trying to open the door to, like, conversation.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you have to wait for someone to come talk to you. Like, it's okay to come talk to somebody else. Yeah. Because I would say maybe we're impatient, Gary and I, and we are just the ones to go talk to people first most of the time. But we have been at events where, like, someone came up to me. I very clearly remember people we are still friends with today, and she complimented my shoes. Mm-hmm. Like, that was her, like, pickup line. And it totally worked. Like, we talked to them. We hung out. Like, obviously, like, and again, like, we're still, like, this was years ago that happened. You know what I mean? So it doesn't have to be some big extravagant opening line. Like, just a nice compliment. Hey, hello, was this your first night here? Whatever. Like, it doesn't even fucking matter.
Yes.
Be friendly.
And that's a perfect example. So there's, like, a wide variety of friends in the lifestyle. That is an example of maybe of club friends. These acquaintances that you see at parties, people you chat with and you dance with, you have fun at a party.
Yeah.
Not really long-term expectations, just acquaintances to have a fun night out, pretty much. You have a good chemistry for, like, a short-term friendship, possibly longer, but in that moment, it's just fun people to hang out with.
Yeah.
We both have vacation friends, or, like, maybe long-distance friends, which I think are two in the same, because typically they're not from where you live.
Right.
But those are the friends that we've, like, your tribe, your people you meet on vacation, you have fun with, usually all week long, because I feel like most people are there for a week at these lifestyle vacations. Resorts, Temptation, Desire, places we've talked about before. But you also maintain some sort of communication with them outside of that, which we both have. And I'm very thankful for those friendships.
Oh, yeah.
We don't see them very often, at least not Barry and I personally, but we'll communicate via text, via messaging, whatever it may be. I don't know. It's just fun to, like, have those friends that possibly you can meet at another vacation in the future, or at least visit to a new state if you want to get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of this place. It's nice to have options. And then there's, like, people that are good friends. I feel like we have a combined group of good lifestyle friends.
Yeah.
We're not super close. We're not, like, best friends. So, like, with all of them, we don't hang out every weekend.
No, I mean, that's hard. Yeah.
We don't see each other every weekend. But, like, we're not super, super close. We're just, I don't know. We have a party. We need fun people. They're fun people. They're our people.
Yep.
You're invited.
Likewise.
I don't know.
That's just vice versa. Friends. Like, if they're having a thing, like, they invite us. We're having a thing, we invite them. Like, we're just, like, a good kind of go-to group.
Yeah. And then there's people like us who I feel like are, like, close lifestyle friends. Like, we chat a lot. We hang out a lot. We do totally, like, maybe 50-50 vanilla things, lifestyle things. Mm-hmm. You go to some of my family events. Like, my whole family knows you, both of you, you and Gary. It's just, you're, like, part of the family, but you're, like, lifestyle. You're, like, people don't
know. We're, like, the weird aunt and uncle that people aren't quite sure about.
It's just, like, a different level of lifestyle friendship. It's deeper.
It is, yeah.
So I just want to make it clear, like, there's such a variety, but I...
No, you're right. That's a good point.
This is just one of the highlights I love about the lifestyle.
Yeah.
This range of friendships we have. So you've talked about how to make friends. It's really putting yourself out there. Mm. We'll talk about once you have friends, like, how to maintain it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Because that
then
takes
it
effort.
Gets tricky. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, making friends is one thing. And again, I think some of it comes down to, like, you have to kind of get out there. Obviously, you can chat ad nauseum, like, online, via text, whatever. But at the end of the day, like, if you really want to meet people and, like, make friendships, I feel like you need to get out to some events. So, done that. You've taken the deep breath. You chatted with somebody. You've made a connection. How the fuck do you maintain it? Because that's where it gets sticky, right? Just like with vanilla relationships.
Well, I feel like part of it is you need to make time for vanilla outings too. Well, like, if you want to have long-term friends and lifestyle, It can't just be fucking all the time. Mm-hmm. Personally, that's my opinion. It can't just be that. You need to also just get together and do a fun afternoon, maybe drinking, maybe just hanging out somewhere.
Yeah.
Not fucking each other.
Like right.
You need to be friends on a deeper level to maintain.
No. Yeah, you're absolutely
right.
That's
what works for us.
I think you're absolutely right there. And that's like, that's our whole like shtick, right? Like that's what this whole podcast is based on. And like, that's our thing.
Okay. So we got a listener question that kind of goes along with this. Let me read it. So they asked, the title basically is jealousy between two couples. How do you deal with knowing that a couple you really connect with is also out playing with others? What if your friends find another couple that they hang out with? How do you deal with knowing that a couple you really connect with is also out playing with others? What if your friends find another couple to hang out with instead of you? You know you're not exclusive, but getting the heart and the head to sync up can be tough. Any advice? I feel like we've both experienced this because at least you and I, we do get jealous pretty easily.
Yeah, we talked about it. Okay. Yes, this happens. And I will just kind of like put it out there and just own it that this absolutely has happened to me in terms of our friendship with Madison and Barry. So just like a nice, good old close to home example here. And I honestly think it has evolved over the years. And I think that is kind of a coupling of just my own individual experience in life and in the lifestyle, as well as the growing of our friendship over the years. But like with time in those different ways, I can now better acknowledge it's all fine. Everybody can have more than one friend. It's okay. It's okay if she likes that person more than she likes me. Like, whatever. Like, who knows? You know what I mean? Like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think that with time and age and experience, whatever, I can see those feelings and process them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I will readily acknowledge that I have had those experiences. And I can also acknowledge, maybe not quite to that extent, but having a little FOMO, like we just had said earlier, Gary and I couldn't make it on the Finger Lakes trip. And we were bummed about that, just period. Mm-hmm. But then like knowing that you were going to meet some listeners and some potential new friends, like we were kind of bummed about that. And like, whatever, fine. But that doesn't need to infringe on your and Barry's enjoyment of life and the lifestyle and new people. You know what I mean? Like, so just kind of like, I think part of it is acknowledging, yes, it's going to happen. Yes, these are my feelings, but it doesn't have to then impact the overall relationship.
Yes, I completely agree with that feedback because that is how I feel too. I personally have gotten jealous in the past, several times when I know that you and Gary are out hanging out with certain couples, like more than once, like kind of routinely.
Yeah.
And like, I know the couple too, we've hung out, but like when I hear that, I don't know, sometimes when I hear you guys going out with them more often, it just makes me like feel left out, basically.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It just makes me miss the days of hanging out more for fun. Like recently with the podcast in the past 2 years now, like we're more so work than fun. Majority of our time together is doing podcast stuff, not like normal friends hanging out, having fun type of stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Sometimes that does get to me, but yes, I'm growing and I'm moving on from that. But in the past, I've gotten jealous of other female lifestyle friends that you've had just because I don't know. I feel like you and I always have had a closer connection than others. But then I also have not found another lifestyle female that I felt like I've been like best friends with. Mm-hmm. And I feel like at times you might have found that in others. So selfishly, I've gotten jealous of that. And I feel like maybe I'm losing you and I get bitchy. And we have this fun relationship where we drink together and we can talk about this shit and we work it out. Well, but we can at least talk about it. Like, we can tell when each other are kind of off about something and we do make time to just have girl time and we'll talk about it, thankfully. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes a little while, but I feel like for the most part, we are comfortable enough to get together, girl on girl, just talk about our feelings about that shit. Maybe we scissor afterwards. Okay, it's, Barry, stop doing that.
Once in a while,
He's doing the scissor symbol. But so I feel like that's one of the benefits of having a lifestyle friendship is you can have that connection with somebody.
Yeah.
And I feel like not only that, like we as a foursome here unofficial foursome, attend a lot of events together.
Yeah.
Which is a super freaking bonus for going to lifestyle events. Because number one, I know people there. Number two, you and I usually correspond ahead of time about what to wear.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about that. Because at least there's some other bitch out there where I'm wearing what I'm wearing or wearing very
something close,
much as little as me. So I'm not as nervous going to an event. And I definitely feel like that's a pro to having a lifestyle friend, at least going to events.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just someone to talk to ahead of time without judgment, someone to be on the same page with, have drinks with ahead of time.
Yeah. And at least, like, yeah, just kind of like loosen up for the evening. So I think another point to make, so if you do have friends that you're going to an event, a club, whatever it is with, again, I don't think you have to all be like joint at the hip. You can let
people. We're not exclusive.
Yeah, you can like go explore, talk to different people. And we have done that. Sometimes, you know, we'll each go sort of chat with a new couple and then kind of like bring everybody back together. And now we have like this whole new big friend group and whatever. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But I don't think that, especially in a like a club sort of party environment, again, easier said than done, whatever. I know emotions are hard to manage sometimes, but I don't think that's when you should get super jealous. Like, it's okay to just talk to people. It's okay to make out with some people on the dance floor. Like, I don't think, like, that's not where you should exert your energy of concern.
No,
like, you
I
know,
agree.
Like, alcohol's flowing, people are dancing, feeling good. If there's some making out, some touching, some feeling, try
Go
not to
it.
Feel too threatened
Go
by that.
It.
Like, it's going to be okay.
But I feel like that brings up an interesting point. Like, there is kind of a limit as far as what you maybe would be red flags with friends at a club situation or a lifestyle type of event.
Sure.
It's okay to not be so concerned about things, but I feel like if I'm talking to somebody new and then you would just come over, like, join the conversation, fine, we're fun, we're flirty, but then you kind of, like, leave with the person, like, you almost steal them from me. Like,
yeah, no, that's not cool.
That's fucked up. Like, there's a limit there. Like, there, I don't know, I feel like there's certain lines that you should not cross as a friend in the lifestyle. Maybe, like, also, so we go to an event all together. We have clear expectations that we're at this event together. We're planning to leave together. We've drove there together. It gets hairy at the end of the night. Like, someone's with somebody or you want to play with somebody or it's 3 a.m. and you haven't played with somebody, but your driver wants to go, but you're ready to play. Like, I don't know. It gets a little gray there, too.
And, you just have to, again, you have to communicate with your partner, with your friends, with the people that you're there with, especially, like you just said, like, if it is sort of a shared a shared transportation situation.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Like, you got to communicate. You got to be able to go with the flow a little bit, like, get their screen name and connect again later. Like, not every night in a back playroom is going to be, like, some mind-blowing orgasmic situation anyway. Like,
no, true.
Maybe you're better off to just wait and, like, reconvene. If you're at an event, party, whatever, with a group, with friends, with whatever, like, maybe that kind of needs to take priority for that night.
And then, unfortunately, there's always those times where you might not necessarily want to remain friends with somebody.
Yeah.
How do you end a lifestyle friendship?
I know.
No, I'm not ready to end ours, but maybe advice for other people who, I feel like we've gotten several questions from people saying, we have this great friendship with somebody, we've hooked up a few times, we're not necessarily, at least one couple isn't necessarily feeling that full connection at this point sexually, but they really enjoy the friendship aspect. How, that's like two different avenues. One, how do you end a friendship? And then two, how do you end the sex part but keep the friend? Like, we can take this two different ways.
Sure.
I feel like I'm going to take it one way to start.
Okay.
So if you're not necessarily vibing sexually with a couple that you're friends with, but you still want to remain friends with them, the advice I've been trying to give people is that you need to emphasize how much you love the friendship and you appreciate and cherish this friendship, that either need a break from that or you would love to spend more time doing vanilla things because you appreciate their friendship so much. You want more of that well-rounded friendship from them. Like, you want to have these other experiences for a while. So maybe let's just take a break from the sexual aspect. Let's do some more vanilla things together because we like you guys so much. Like, we want to have that part of our friendship too and just maybe give it a break for a while. Or maybe advice would be just the girl and the other girl get together, have lunch, have drinks, have whatever, get together and just be honest that way.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's really awkward when it's all four of you together. If it's a foursome type of situation, couple on couple, and you're not really vibing sexually, but you're friends, it can be weird to talk about it all together.
Yeah.
So I feel like either the two guys or the two girls get together and be honest about it, whether it's a performance issue or it's just a not attracted issue. Like, that's awkward to talk about in front of everybody.
Absolutely.
But I feel like when it's one-on-one with somebody, you can be a little bit more honest, maybe. Yeah.
It's hard to do. It's awkward. It's not fun. Like, we're not dismissing any of that, but you just need to be honest in whatever way works for you. Whatever.
But there's a, like, reality here. There's also the other end of the spectrum where if you just don't want to be friends with somebody anymore, you're just sick of their shit.
Well,
besides having a conversation with them, sorry to say, you can also just kind of like drift away, like kind of ghost them slowly by slowly and drift away. Like, legitimately, if you're that uncomfortable confronting somebody, sorry, we've done it. Oh, we're busy. We're busy. We're busy. We're
yeah.
busy. We're busy. We're gone. Like, I'm sorry, but that happens. And
it does.
Like, even, I don't know, it happens in vanilla life too. Like, it happens with friends. You just slowly fade away. So that could be your out as well.
Yeah. Well, and again, speaking of like the reality of the situation, I think just human nature, you can only maintain so many relationships at once.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So by the time you balance your family, your work relationships, your vanilla relationships, and then you put swing relationships on top of it, like, everybody's going to have their limit with what you can successfully maintain.
It's too much.
So don't feel bad if you can't keep 20 lifestyle friendships rolling at the same, like, that's fucking crazy. Like, nobody can do that. Everything is going to have ebbs and flows. It's like year to year, you know, like, you're closer with some people than you are with others, or like vice versa. So also maybe just give yourself a little grace with all of this. Like, you're only going to be able to manage so much. And maybe if you are a little bit newer to the lifestyle, if you are in a situation where you're like starting to meet all these fun, cool, great people, it can feel a little bit like, oh my God.
Overwhelming.
Yeah. Like, it's okay. You don't have to be everything to everyone all the time.
Oh, amen. Perfect way to wrap it up. So, honestly, like, between both of us, we've seen profiles that state, we're not looking for friends, or we all know what we're here for.
Yeah.
We understand there's that aspect too.
Absolutely.
People don't want friends. We personally enjoy having friends with a twist, hence the podcast name. So, but we honestly recognize that that approach may not be for everybody. There's definitely pros and cons of having repeat play partners, having friends in the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be exciting to some of you. It may not be. We do understand that. There's plenty of people out there who are looking for poly relationships.
Yeah.
Maybe just one night stands, exclusive sex friendships. I don't know. Fluid bonding. All these things.
There's so many levels of
friendships or not in the lifestyle. But if friends with a twist isn't what you want, maybe look at one of those types of dynamics. Like, we're not putting anybody down, but there's such an array of options for you to have some sort of friendship or connection in the lifestyle. So I think that's our takeaway.
Yeah.
Is there's a wide variety. This is what works for us. How to maintain friendships in the lifestyle. This is what works. So.
Well said, Madison. We're going to wrap it up. Take a shot. Take a break. We'll be back with Going Deep.
Yes, friends, we're back. We're about to get nasty. We are back for our Going Deep segment. This episode, Kenzie has a sexy story that I know nothing about, and I'm dying to hear. So take it away, Kenzie.
So I'm throwing probably everybody a curveball tonight.
Oh, fuck.
I have got a little menage story, a menage a trois. In that, I am going to share three stories.
What the fuck?
Three brief stories.
Okay.
You're not getting a ton of backstory like I usually do. I'm going to try to be quick and dirty with each one.
Give it to me dirty.
These are all examples of friendships in the lifestyle.
Look at that. You tying this all together.
Look at that, bitch. So we're going to keep it sort of quick and dirty.
Okay.
And frisky and twisty and
flotty.
See what happens here. Okay. Example story number one. Mm-hmm. We have friends that we met in the lifestyle. They came up to us at PGC, complimented my shoes. We're friends ever since. Ooh. I just kind of referenced that very briefly, and it's still brief.
Okay.
The four of us, Gary and I and that couple, put out a hot date. And we ended up meeting this new couple.
Ooh.
Who we are all still friends with. This new couple, I'm not even going to give them names, but they might listen now. So, hi, guys. They invited us to their cabin up in New York State. Mm-hmm. So, a little bit rustic, like indoor plumbing. Like, we're not camping, but like fun. Four-wheeling, there was a lake, there's nature, like great, fine. So we're all hanging out, good times, funny stories. I could get into that some other time if anybody wants. We retire for the evening thinking like, all right, we're all lifestylers. It doesn't have to be like sex and drugs all the time. Like we can just like have fun together. So we retire for the evening, but then somewhere in the middle of the night, the other female climbs over to Gary's bed because we're in bunk beds.
Oh,
talk about super sexy! But it was
like you're on the top bunk.
It was
or fun.
Yeah, I was on the top bunk. Gary's on the bottom.
Okay.
Her and the other gentleman are on a just like on a bottom bunk together. Oh, but it was like a large bunk.
Okay.
Anyway, I was trying not to do too much backstory.
Okay, sorry.
She crawls over to Gary. Mm-hmm. And like is like starts like sort of kissing on him.
Okay.
He sends her up the bunk to me to ask like if this is all okay. So bless her heart, she climbs up the bunk to me and like wakes me up with soft kisses, which was a first.
Aww,
so I was sweet. Like, all right, what the fuck is happening? In my head, I didn't say that to her. But I was like, all right. So I'm like going with it. Like, yeah, what? Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like 2 a.m. What's happening? Let's go. Okay, great. So like her and I are making out for a little bit. And then like we crawl back. Super sexy. We crawl back down to the bottom bunk. And like we like kind of are hanging out with Gary for a minute. I leave her with Gary. I go over to him in this other bunk. At this point, this is like a couple years ago, whatever. Everybody is like still soft swap. So I can completely respect those boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So she and Gary are on like one bed, just like kind of making out, like some soft swap kind of stuff. And I'm with him, sort of same situation. Kind of
is this six people or is this just four people?
Just
now?
The four of us. The other couple had brought their own like trailer.
They're elsewhere.
Like
they're not involved in play. Okay.
Yeah, correct.
So you're full on soft swapping.
So like she is like tall, long, dark, flowing hair.
Mm.
She's got these luscious lips, which I'm like totally envious of. Like kind of like yours. I'm envious, like great lips.
Mm-hmm.
So like she's making out with Gary and whatever in that one bed.
And then you are naked and you're in your regular old PJs.
No, yeah, I think there was still like just some like cotton PJs.
This was like unexpected.
Yes, okay. It was totally unexpected.
Okay.
So I'm like kind of making out with him. He's tall, handsome, dark hair. Like, I mean, hung like a horse. So that's cool. So I'm like trying to, you know, do what I can, work my magic there.
How are you working your magic again? Where was your mouth?
It ended up all over. So we were making out for a little bit. Like, I'm going down on him.
Like on his cock.
Yeah. I mean, the best I could. I mean, I felt a
you
little.
You fit that horse in your mouth.
I felt a little inadequate. I was doing the best that I could, but I honestly felt like maybe this isn't quite good enough. It's a big cock. You know, what am I going to do? Like, I like big cocks.
Why was it unexpected?
So I feel like the whole day had been pretty well vanilla. Like, the whole trip, there was not necessarily like any like, hey, come to our cabin and have sex with us. Like that was not on the table.
Oh, wow. It was just like,
yeah, come like there was four wheeling involved, for example. Like
that doesn't usually turn me on. Yeah.
Right. So. Yeah. It was my first time. I don't know. I was like all dirty and shit. Like, I don't know what's happening.
So but, there you are trying to deep throat his horse cock.
Oh, okay. We're back there. Yes. Yeah. So there I was with this horse cock, making the best of it, feeling a little inadequate, like I probably was not doing it justice.
I don't have enough spit. I'm trying.
I'm trying. But no, and honestly, I think, so at this point in time, and again, this is a couple years ago, so like Gary and I are full swap at this point, but that couple is not. Totally, absolutely fine. I'm never going to force anything on anyone.
It's like, how do you know when to stop?
But yeah, like I don't know, like I have a small bag of tricks. And like I exhausted those tricks.
I suck cock and I fuck cock.
Right. Like I don't know what else to do. So, no, you're absolutely right, though. Like, I can't claim that that was my best sexual experience ever because I felt a little inadequate. Like, maybe if I could have used my vagina, I might have been able to make some shit happen.
Wow him a little more.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know. So anyway, but yeah, it is. That might be one. This is a whole side note, but like with soft swap, it is sort of hard to tell sometimes when to stop.
Because if you're not soft swap, especially.
Because I feel like some couples like want to sort of like climax then together or.
Oh, true.
Like, you know, like, so there's just different dynamics, whatever. It's fine, but just it's kind of hard to tell sometimes. We play around a little. Like, it was fun. It was unexpected. Like, that made it kind of like sexy and fun because it was unexpected, but just completely out of the blue. Like, totally sexy and fun to just kind of be woken up unexpectedly like that.
That is super fun. Cool.
Okay. Number two. We had met a couple on vacation in Jamaica, and I believe I have talked about them before. Anyway, we end up connecting again at their house in the Hamptons.
What the fuck?
Only time I've ever been in the Hamptons in my whole damn life.
I want to go.
Probably the only time I'll ever be there in my life. So we met them in Jamaica, ended up meeting up again. And just a totally chill, fun couple. He was tall, like bald by choice. Like,
oh, I love bald men.
Yeah. Like, you know, had light hair, like blue eyes kind of thing.
Ooh.
She had dark hair, like really like slim, like, I don't know, kind of that like stereotypical, maybe like yoga frame, like that kind of like,
yeah.
Like muscular, but like very, but like soft, slender muscular. As well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So really attractive couple. And I just remember in that experience that like we were able to hang out all day by the pool, like really fun, just kind of flirty stuff, like good music we had playing and just that kind of like build up. And then I remember in the evening, like, so Gary and I are still like this again, years ago, we're still soft swap at this point. Mm. But she came out after dinner in lingerie. And, like, laid herself out on their bar.
Holy fuck.
And, like, we were all doing body shots off of her.
Like, full on pouring the shot on her body.
Yeah.
Not a shot glass. Yeah. Wow.
No, so that was good.
Did it get, like, naughty, naughty?
I mean, a little. You know, again, considering that we were still soft swap at that point. But so, like, that was really fun to think about. Like, we randomly met these people on vacation in Jamaica. And then here we are in the Hamptons at their house, like, doing body shots on their bar.
I love vacation friends.
So, again, kind of like a soft swap experience, like, as the night progressed and everything. But just really fun to be able to be, like, comfortable with them and kind of hanging out and everything. Okay, I know we're getting short on time. So, story number three, ménage à trois story here. My third story of illustrating some friendship here involves yours truly and Madison and Barry. So, oh. I happen to recall a particular birthday trip of mine into New York City
where
we dragged Madison and Barry along.
You didn't drag us.
I feel like this was like earlier on in our friendship.
Oh my God, yeah.
And I remember being in the hotel room after like a fun day of just like, we did a little shopping in New York.
Shoe shopping.
Well, yeah, because it's my birthday thing. And just like kind of being in the city, hanging out. Like I feel like we had stopped at some bars for a couple drinks and just like, we were able to have some of those like fun kind of vanilla, I guess, vanilla-ish experiences during the day.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think that particular trip, we were all sharing one hotel room. And I can kind of remember having like the blinds were still open and whatever. It's New York City. So you're like always on the fucking 30th floor anyway.
I love that though. But it was like just cool.
Yeah. So the windows are open. Mm-hmm. And I distinctly remember Madison going down on me. And Barry and Gary like rubbing my tits and like kissing on my neck and my lips and everything. And like,
oh my God.
I was like being pampered like a little birthday princess.
Hell yeah.
And it was amazing. And we should do that again in a few months. it was really, I highly recommend that if you can swing that. But it was so fun. And it was very nice of everyone to just like indulge me for the evening, you know, to celebrate, I guess, my birthday, whatever. The point is, it was super fun to just like be able to have these experiences. And I know this hasn't been like a super sexy, dirty story, But my point is, having made these friends, four people of the six that I just talked about, Gary and I are still in contact with. So I feel like that's a decent average.
That's legit.
So the point being, we've made friends with these people. We had these different experiences. We probably wouldn't have gone to some of the different locations if we hadn't met these people in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So it's just sort of a lesson, a tale of keep your eyes open, be open to new experiences and new people, because you never really know who you're going to click with and who you might be able to have kind of these fun experiences with.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Yes. Be open, lick pussy, suck horse cock, and live your life.
Deep throat that cock, suck that pussy.
Best you can. Do the best you can.
That is a takeaway message. And when it's your best friend's birthday, you go down on her.
Happy birthday.
Thank you for reminding me that I am overdue for that. It will be coming your way. Can't wait. This is why I fucking love friends and the lifestyle. Like, who else can fucking say that to their friends?
Well, yeah.
Your birthday's coming. I will go down on you. You will be coming on your birthday. Like,
ooh,
it's just,
wow.
All right. Oh, I can't wait. Like, I love that shit. Oh my God. That was a beautiful arrangement of friends and the lifestyle.
I mean, something a little different, but, yeah. You know, just to kind of, you know, illustrate the point.
So. It was nice to hear, again, a reminder about it's not always full-on fucking people. It's soft sure. swap. It's sexy, flirty, friendship type of shit. And yeah. then it's your best friend goes down on you and her husband and your husband touch your tits and kiss your neck and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's fun. That's fucking awesome.
That was a good damn time.
Oh, my God. That was amazing. So thank you for that reminder. Literally, actually, thank you for that reminder of that story because I forgot how hot that was. And I really do want to do that again this year. So
all right,
let's plan that. We are going to take a quick break and we will be back with a surprise question from Gary. All right, friends, we are back for our final segment, our surprise question. This episode, it comes from Gary, and it is strategically folded in an envelope, which Kenzie will now open. It is taped, it is folded, and there is a flat sticker on it. Good luck, Kenzie.
I mean, I guess it's origami. It's just not in like an animal shape like we've had.
It's a fucking
previously.
Rectangle. It's not all right, origami. All
right. Hang on. Well, I don't know. Doesn't that count? Jesus. All right, here we go, friends. Well, Madison, you both have experienced a lot physically in the lifestyle, but you have also seen a lot of sexy acts of pleasure. Mm-hmm. Group sex can be like live porn, and at many clubs, parties, and play sessions, there are plenty of things to watch. That being said, what sex act that doesn't involve you do you really enjoy watching live? Describe it in detail to paint the scene for the listeners who may not have experienced it in the past and tell us why you like to watch it.
Holy fuck.
So what sex act do you really enjoy watching live? So, like, you're not involved, you're just watching it.
Got it. Well, first of all, I love any good scene that involves fucking.
Yeah.
Period. But what I can recall is something from PGC, for sure. This just stands out in my mind as one example. There's this sort of communal play area at PGC next to the bar and dancing area. And I remember there was this couple... It seemed like a male and female couple with a single male a part of the play session that night.
Okay.
And so one of the males in that party, they were all naked. Let me just start with that. Okay. And one of the males in the play session, like, lay down on one of the play beds there. His cock was like ready to go, upright. She bent over, put her mouth on it. She was sucking his cock really good from what I could tell. And the other guy involved in the play came up behind her. She was bent over. So he had his tongue like in her pussy, in her ass, from what I could tell. Like, again, licking from like top to bottom.
Just right all up in the taint.
Yes. And I just remember watching and enjoying that view. Like, I don't think anyone was grabbing her tits. Like, they were just like, she was bent over. Just like everything was free flowing there. Ooh. Like she was sucking his cock. I remember, I'm grabbing my tits right now because I remember that hers like bouncing back and forth. The other guy behind her sucking on her from behind. Mm. So it was almost like the Eiffel Tower type of setup, but like the one guy was laying down on the bed. Okay. So if he would have stood up, they could have put their hands in the air and made the Eiffel Tower type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I get super turned on by that whole threesome aspect, I think because Barry and I play in that realm quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I, number one, I love to be watched, but when I can watch a scenario that I'd like to be a part of normally, that just turns me on.
Yeah.
So I recall that very, very vividly.
Yeah, it would seem so. All right. So for myself, what I really enjoy watching live, I think I have sort of some fantasies of some of like the BDSM stuff.
Oh my God.
Me too. Think I like watching that because I want to like learn more. I want to sort of understand.
About what? What part?
Like how to be maybe like properly like vlogged and just have my
dominated.
Yeah, like have my ass spanked.
I want to be dominated. Oh,
and like side note, I listened to the most recent episode of The Front Porch Swingers.
Oh,
and Brenna was talking about a play experience where she was able to climax without penetration.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like this like electro play.
Oh fuck.
Focused like on her like clit. And like her labia, I would assume, like it was all like outer, like there was no penetration.
Oh my God.
Like that sounded fucking amazing to me.
Oh my God, it like scares me.
Like that she was able to climax from that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think like that kind of stuff turns me on because I have like an interest in it.
Mm.
I'm kind of a chicken to really go try it myself.
Mm-hmm.
But like that kind of stuff, I think would be my answer, frankly, to this question in terms of what I enjoy watching,
mm-hmm.
because it's something that I'm interested in for myself, but I don't really necessarily know how to proceed with it or
where to start
or have the balls to proceed with it. Yeah, exactly. But to watch it to me is really erotic and like a big turn on. I know I'm kind of straying a little bit from the question because I didn't exactly see this. But again, the example I gave in terms of hearing Brenna describe it was like really hot.
Do you like watching your partner do some of these things? Like maybe not necessarily BDSM, but in the play realm, like maybe watching your partner do certain things with somebody else. Does any of that turn you on?
So not for me. It's not so much of a turn on. It's not that I don't want Carrie to experience joy and pleasure. Yeah, I don't necessarily need or want to kind of sit and watch him be.
You don't want to see someone sucking his cock.
I mean, no, like it's fine. Like I enjoy sort of glancing over.
That was graphic.
And like, yes, yeah, like, yes, yeah, suck. That's it, what it bitch. Is. No, I mean, not really. Like, not in a bad way.
Yeah.
Like a good bitch. Like, yeah, bitch, yeah. You're in control. You do what you want. Yeah, like that kind of bitch. But yeah, I don't know. That's just not me. But what about you, Madison?
I almost kind of sort of feel the same way. There's certain times where I like seeing him do that or someone else do it to him. I mainly like seeing him pleasure someone else.
Okay.
Because it makes me proud. Like that someone else is enjoying what he can do. And like he's mine in a sense. And I have that all the time. And like I like him pleasuring someone else that way.
Yeah.
When I see someone else pleasure him, I'm still kind of working on enjoying seeing that in the real time.
That's fair.
I, in a one way... maybe somewhat jealousy, maybe somewhat insecurity. That's probably part of it. But it's also, I also am in my mind about, I've had these experiences where I know I've had fun doing things. He can have fun doing things. Like I'm in this transitional state recently, to be honest, where I feel like I'm evolving in the lifestyle, play, general sexual like confidence. I seriously feel like I'm in a very much evolving state right now. I'm unsure of where I'm going, but things are changing.
Yeah.
Honestly. So I feel like I am more so enjoying seeing Barry doing things on his own and people doing things with him and I'm watching, but I don't think I'd get pleasure out of sitting there and watching him fucking somebody from beginning to start.
Yeah. No, I get it. I'm there with you.
I more so would prefer to watch strangers or have strangers watch me because I'm an exhibitionist and I would love to see people watching me fuck. So there's that.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't know if we answered the question, but we answered a lot of questions. So let's wrap it up.
Yeah, there was a, yeah, we're fine. Yep.
I think that's enough.
All right, friends. That is it for episode 32. Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
We appreciate you being here and listening. Check us out on social media, FWAT_podcast on Twitter and Instagram.
And if you like what you hear, friends, please leave us a rating or a review or buy us a coffee.
And until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah. Barry.